You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's play a little bit of rattle off. We have full phone lines. I mean, they're full. Justin, what are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm on my way back home. I'm dropping the babies off at preschool.
All right.
The babies.
Now you got some time to yourself, huh?
Well, I'm with my girl, my lady. We have some time for ourselves, but then I work on that.
Ooh, what are you guys going to do?
Stuff. I don't know. We're going to relax a little bit, do some work on the computer.
Relax a little bit. Is
you
that,
know what that means? That's code, Jeremy.
That's code for making out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
You better not just leave it at making out, Justin, if you got some free time.
Huh. Unless he wants more babies.
Ooh, you're right. No more babies. Hmm. Are we making you feel uncomfortable?
Not yet. I'm only going to be uncomfortable if I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Here's the way this game works. We'll give you a category, Justin. You got 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. Think you can do it?
I think I can do it, yeah.
Okay. 10 seconds we need, because today is National Mac and Cheese Day. We want 5 brands of mac and cheese. 5 brands of mac and cheese. Ready? Go!
Kraft. Velveeta. Kroger. Safeway.
Time's up.
Does Velveeta make a brand of mac and cheese?
Yeah, they do.
I'll be darned. I didn't even know that.
I was thinking likely they did. Likely Safeway did. I should have named Whole Foods.
You could. Or Stouffer's. Stouffer's makes a solid mac and cheese.
What's that one called? Annie's? Or
Annie's is like the fancy. Mm-hmm. That's the high-end mac and cheese. Yeah. Mm. I think Bob Evans makes some.
You know, Justin, you gave it a good try, my friend. Thank you for calling us, and thank you for listening.
Have fun.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Okay. He's off to relax, as he put it. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Hi.
What are you doing right now?
I'm at work.
Yuck.
Yeah, I know.
What do you do?
I do shipping and receiving.
For what kind of product?
Computers.
Computers. Oh,
okay. How's the computer business these days?
It's booming, I guess.
Is it?
It is booming?
Yes. It's coming up. More schools are wanting laptops, so.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready for me?
Yes.
10 seconds. We need 5. I wrote this down as types of monkeys, but it could be any kind of primate. 5 monkeys, gorillas. Oh, I said too much. 5 types of primates. Ready and go.
Gorillas, orangutans, lion. Monkeys.
You know, the very rare lion monkey, Dom. The chimpanzee.
You know,
right?
When you watch those MGM movies at the beginning of the roar, you think it's a lion. That's actually a monkey.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Chimpanzees.
The spider monkey.
Spider monkeys. Rhesus monkeys. Yes. Not to be confused with the peanut butter cups. Samantha, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You guys too.
Bye.
I hope people buy a lot of computers today. And then there was Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Good morning.
What are you laughing at? What are you chuckling about?
You guys are funny.
You're funny. What are you doing today?
Oh, I'm heading to work. I pulled over so I could talk to you guys.
That's cool.
That's good. That's safe. What do
maybe
you?
Maybe I could think a little bit.
What do you
I'm
do?
I'm a nurse assistant.
Nurse assistant.
So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. That is a recession-proof job, right? You will always need nurses and nurses assistants,
right? Helping people out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, it's quite eventful.
Bet you see some pretty interesting things, huh?
Yeah, I do. I have.
I do, and I have.
A lot of things stuck in places that they shouldn't be.
Whoa, where did we go off that track?
We're all thinking it.
Well, I wasn't.
Stephanie knows.
Yeah, I know all too well.
Uh-huh. Although, would you believe just 2 days ago that came up in the car when I was driving somewhere with Gretchen?
It always, that should always lodged. Come up.
We drove past some business that was named Aldo's something, A-L-D-O, Aldo's, I can't remember what they were selling. And I said, oh, that reminds me of a guy I worked with over at Y108 back in the day, Aldo. He worked for us at Y, and he also had a job in the emergency room. And he used to regale us with stories of all the things that came in that were lodged in people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that a lot.
Yeah, and so Gretchen's like, well, like, what did he encounter? I said, you really want the list?
Yeah, here we go.
That's one of those things when they rattle off a list to you, you don't forget the things that people have stuck in themselves.
That's burned in your mind, yeah.
And got stuck.
I've slipped and fell on it, you mean.
Right.
I fell on it.
Like Fusilli Jerry or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Why are we talking about this, Stephanie? Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. I have to get ready to go to work and do this all.
I know. She's like, this is what I do for a living, guys.
We talk about it. She actually has to extract mm-hmm. it. So.
You got to get the salad tongs out.
Oh, God.
Is that what that is?
Oh, no.
Why not? That or like a little suction cup thing?
Yeah. Then you lose that in there and you're like, oh, now
oh,
what?
God. Now we got the tongs.
We've lost the tongs.
Some guy's putting on a hazmat suit. I'm going in. So ridiculous.
All right. Let's do this.
Okay.
I feel like I want to do some sort of emergency room rattle off right now. Guess
oh,
that'd be
no.
Be too easy for Stephanie. Yeah. Too easy. 10 seconds. We're looking for 5 movies that star Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
5
oh,
movies
God.
That's... Oh, come
he's
on.
Been
he's
around
been
forever.
In like 300 of them.
I know, but I just can't remember the names of movies.
Oh, this is okay. Going to be really difficult then. Ready and go.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I feel like an idiot. Oh,
well, that's
zero. Zero.
You got
oh
a zero.
God, I couldn't even think of one. I'm so nervous.
Let's
well, we're
going to
save
one.
It. We're going to save it.
Yeah.
So okay. Many.
Stephanie, I really enjoyed talking to you, though, and I know Jeremy
I
did too.
I did too, you guys. You guys are funny. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
We think you're awesome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Be sure to wash your hands.
No, twice.
Hello, Emma.
Hello.
What are you doing today?
I am on my way to work, just like everybody else.
That's good.
Doing what?
I work for a boudoir photography company.
Oh. No kidding!
Oh, boy.
Jeremy wants one of those, by the way.
I want it bad.
Not for his wife, for him.
For me.
Oh, it's all an all-lady company, so we only choose women.
Oh, why you gotta
discriminate?
All
women that work there.
Hmm. Like you couldn't do a special little session for me?
Maybe if you paid extra.
Oh, he'll pay extra.
Oh, yeah. Whatever it
all
costs.
All day long.
Whatever it costs.
Hmm. Ooh, how many people a week come in and get the boudoir shots?
Well, we're all over the country, so we do about 300 shoots a month. And then I do all the shipping with my partner. So we have... we get to see all the photos come through. We get to take a look at everything.
Yeah, what do you think? What's your initial reaction when you see them?
No, we don't need to. No.
Pretty desensitized to it at this point.
Yeah.
I understand that. What's it cost for a standard package, if you'll pardon that? What does it cost?
We have a variety of packages. The shoot is just a $100 deposit, and then the photos can be anywhere from $500 to...
$500.
$1,000. Well,
there's not like
editing.
A package where you can just check it and be like, give me an 8x10 and 15 wallets.
Like photos.
School photos with the laser background?
No, we don't have the laser background.
No.
Do you provide the attire or do they BYOA?
BYOA, bring your own attire, but we provide the location and obviously the photographer and all that.
Is the location usually like some sort of, is it like on a settee or something?
La Quinta Inn?
We had a little nicer than a Lakita. There's Airbnbs.
The furniture. Like, what usually are they posing
on? Airbnb.
Oh, yeah, like a bed or one of those, like, fainting couches.
Yeah, that's like a settee. That's what I was saying. Yeah,
how cliche.
What do you want it on? Like a
kitchen island. Get me on the kitchen island.
I've seen it on a kitchen island.
Really?
Yeah.
Or like a swing set or something.
Uh-huh.
Something weird. A trampoline.
Outside in the
get me on a teeter-totter.
How about a unicycle?
Ouch. You know,
the rule is nobody can look sexy on a unicycle, right? It's impossible.
I think I'm going to have to bring in a unicycle and see if I can.
No one can look sexy on a unicycle. I don't care what you're wearing or not wearing.
I will change that. But I'm not allowed. Have you done this personally for yourself?
Of course she has.
I train the new photographers as a model. So one of the perks.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
I don't know what else to say without, being offensive. I don't want to be offensive.
We don't have any more questions, I guess.
Oh, I got questions. I just don't know how many more I can ask. Oh, I got questions all day about this.
What other kind
of... open book.
I want to know about the other props people are bringing in, but I don't want them to be, like, X-rated here.
Okay, so I've got a friend of mine who posted on social media. It was like 6 or 8 of these photos.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing was that she was like one of those last people that you would ever expect to do that. That she was always, really conservative with everything she posted. You know, I'm talking conservative, not in terms of political party, but in terms of, her style. Right.
Right.
And then out of the blue one day, there's like 8 photos on there of her in this teddy or whatever they're called these days. And lying across, a bench or something. And it was like, what the hell happened?
You'd be surprised. I see a variety of women, all sorts of women,
it's
all
gotta
sizes,
be
all
freeing.
Ages.
It's freeing and you feel good about yourself. And then
I'm
I'm just saying that's...
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's like a beneficial thing.
I was surprised. I was like,
I bet you scrolled and you probably liked every one of them.
Without clicking the button, yes.
I get to show women their photos, and it's really nice when they're like, I never thought I would look this good.
That's
right.
Yes.
And I want to experience that.
Yeah, but she won't let you, Jeremy.
I'll pitch it to our founder.
Mm-hmm, I'll bet you will.
Can you imagine me coming in with me and my skimpy underpants and a bunch of props? A Shetland pony and a bucket of fried chicken.
We've had people bring in fried chicken.
I'm going to see those. Can you, like...
Those are pictures I want to see.
Can you blur their face and send us the ones with fried chicken?
Oh, gosh. I would have to go look for them. I think that's against company policy.
I don't think you could probably do that.
Well, if you blur their face out, right? I mean, if you can't identify
them. Put one of those black bars across their face.
And we wouldn't post it. It's just for us to laugh out. A boudoir photo with fried chicken.
Sitting there all sexy.
Because suddenly,
with the colonel,
we are really turned on.
The colonel staring back at me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it? The colonel? Is that a euphemism?
You said you had people bring pizza in?
I posed with pizza once. They asked me to pose with pizza.
How'd you do it?
I had it in my hand.
I can think if you're leaning back and
the cheese is dropping down.
Dripping on your chin or something.
Or like a big pizza box kind of covers all the...
Oh, brilliant.
All the parts.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Nice.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, a slice of pizza that's...
Yes, you think about it. Been talking so long, our music ended.
This game was supposed to end 5 minutes ago.
They're playing you off.
Well, it's just when we get somebody on the phone who's got something that's interesting to us, and I know a lot of people say, it's just because it's... No, it's interesting. It's an interesting...
It
business
is.
Model.
You don't hear this a lot,
Yeah, and like you said, Emma, all sorts of every kind of. I just kind of wish you guys were a little more inclusive, though, and you would allow men to
take part. I mean, you're eliminating 50% of the population. Like, expand. Expand your business.
Maybe we'll have to have the men's side.
You have a men's side. It would blow up.
No, it wouldn't. Actually, it
wouldn't. Yes, it would.
No woman wants to see that, really. They don't mind if it's like a shirtless guy, but all the other stuff, they don't want to see that.
Oh.
Trust me.
But gay men.
Ding, ding, ding.
That could be the lucrative market.
Yes, but the same thing. There's your market. Yes, but the same thing. I don't know. Well.
Yes.
I just...
I'm telling you, it would explode.
I don't think it will blow up. I think the female side will always be popular, and I don't think the guy side would be that popular. Probably not worth the expense of it. Yeah. I don't know.
And that's a little too high for my pay grade.
Bring it up at a meeting, though, okay?
Hmm? Okay,
sounds
good.
So I was talking with Dom and Jeremy, and they said...
More naked men.
We are now 7 minutes overdue.
Well, guess who's getting an easy rattle off?
Yeah, you'll get the easiest rattle off of all time because we can't do anymore. And everyone else who's been holding for more than 20 minutes, and they're going to be mad. But so, help me God, Emma, okay. If you miss this one. 5 foods with cheese in them. 5 foods
with cheese in them?
With cheese. Yeah. Ready and go.
Mac and cheese, pizza, quiche, grilled cheese. Is that 4?
Oh my God. Time's up. You missed taco, burrito,
lasagna, spaghetti.
Lasagna.
You missed.
How did you not get 5 foods with cheese?
Cheeseburger. It's in the name.
Cheeseburger. But I got 4. Chips and, I think I got the furthest,
chips
right?
Chips and queso.
Chips and queso.
You got 4. You didn't win. You got to get 5.
You got to get 5. And we're going to get fired because we've gone way over.
We can only blame ourselves.
That's
true. We had so many questions.
Emma, I really enjoyed talking to you. This will probably end up as a podcast, so you should check our website later.
Share it with your friends and your clients.
Okay, will do. I will let everyone know.
All right,
have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Really?
Really? Do we have to keep playing? Because we're late. We're now 8 minutes late.
Whatever. Let's do it.
Robert, 10 seconds. 5 foods with cheese. Ready and go.
Taco, burrito, quesadilla, cheeseburger, and a grilled cheese sandwich, pizza.
Did he get 5 or did he just repeat a bunch of them?
Oh my God, I wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't either. I think you got it. All right, you're a winner. How long you been holding? How long you been on hold, Robert?
Probably since 9 o'clock.
It's 26 minutes. Well.
Yep.
Well, now you're being rewarded for it.
We'll say you won.
You won.
But didn't you, Robert, didn't you enjoy that conversation with Emma?
That was great. And, there should be more guys.
There should be more guys. See?
All right. Fair enough. I stand corrected. Hey, hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Right on.
Right on is right.
Easiest call of the day right there.